Welcome to my podcast. Happy New Year. Wow, it's been a while. I'm really sorry for the break we had. Don't worry, this is a new year. We're going to consistently do this, delivering God's word through this podcast. Okay, so you're welcome once again. So what I want to share with us today, what I want to share is in line with what's happening this week. This is the second week in February. As we all know, Valentine, yeah. Happy Valentine's week, happy Valentine's day in advance. Valentine is on Thursday, this is Monday. So last week, talking about my day, you know, I began to have this burden for ladies, who have been pressurized about this Valentine period, like who's going to be my vow, am I going to have a vow gift, I need a Valentine's date, I need a Valentine's gift, you know. And I was just, thinking about, girls like that, and it came to my heart to share with us how that you don't need a Valentine's gift, you don't need a Valentine's date or a Valentine's somebody to feel special or to feel valuable. Okay, you are already special, you're already valuable. You don't need to feel complete because you have tons of guys calling up your phone, texting you that what's up, are you gonna give me a vow? Are you gonna, are you gonna accept my proposal? Blah blah blah. You don't need any of those things to feel complete. If you feel complete because of those things, it means that you are not rooted and built in Christ Jesus. Okay, what's she trying to say now? Okay, but I'm a believer, I go to church, alright? So what I can say, are you against girls receiving love and gifts? I'm not against that, it's good, everybody loves to be appreciated, it's beautiful, we blush at gifts, but the truth is this, when you feel a sense of completeness, a sense of, I am somebody because somebody is giving you gifts. That's the problem. Let me show you a scripture. Turn with me to Colossians 2. Yeah, Colossians 2. Let's start reading from verse 6. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. Verse 7. It says, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Alright, verse 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him, verse 9, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Verse 10 says, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Let me take some time to explain these verses we just read. Alright, Paul wrote a letter to these believers in church in Colossians, the Colossians believers, he was hearing some rumors about how that these people are being deceived, to go about some traditions and theologies that Christ is one angel, is one, deity that is not of God, and that they were trying to reduce Christ to some angelic being. So they were trying to bring in some traditions and philosophies and theologies that were not just in line, trying to water down the glory in Christ, making these believers feel like after they receive Christ, they need something more, they need some other form of tradition and mumbo jumbo to just feel complete. Paul was trying to write to them that you don't need any of that. Okay, see, the Christ that you have received, in him dwells the fullness of God bodily. Alright, and if you have received him, you are complete in him. You don't need any extra. Christ is all you need. So let me bring it down to what we're discussing, Valentine gift and all that. You don't need to feel, you don't need Valentine gift or a vow to feel complete. Let me even say, you don't need a man to feel complete. Yes, you don't need a man to feel complete. And if you feel incomplete without a guy in your life, or without a Valentine or a lover or a gift, it means that you are not yet rooted and built up in Christ Jesus. Okay? Alright, so when you feel like you need material things to feel complete, it's just a sign that you're born again, right? But you've not yet gone deep into Christ. The TLB version, I love it so much. It says that let your roots, verse 7, say let your roots go down into Him and draw up nourishment from Him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth you were taught. Glory to God. You know, bless God. You know, for me right now, I'm not bothered whether I have a vow. I don't have to say, oh, she has, she's not married. She just got married. She has to get married to love her life, blah, blah, blah. See, bless God for my husband. Bless God for his heart. He's a wonderful man. But it does not make me complete. It complements me. It does not complete me. Those are two different things. Okay, I found my completeness in Christ Jesus. All right, when I got born again, I realized that, oh my God, like, I realized that I am what, I have what. And the what that I have is not equivalent to teddy bears and ice cream and iPhone 7 or 8 or 10 or whichever one they decide to bring out. My what is founded in Christ Jesus. My what. You want to know the what of, as in my what. My what is the priceless blood of Jesus. The Bible says that we've been bought with a price. That's also your what if you're born again. So anybody who decides to give you gift, you know, gives you ice cream or anything, wants to give you phone, anything, that does not make you feel like, oh my God, I mean, I'm just, it makes you feel super extraordinary. You should feel super extraordinary, you know, when you are rejoicing in the what of your, who you are in Christ, your what in Christ Jesus, knowing that you've been bought with the priceless, incorruptible blood of Jesus Christ. That should be what you should be rejoicing after. Your rejoicing should be in Him, not in the iPhone gift or whatever, or some guy. That should not be what you should be. That should not be your rejoicing. Your rejoicing should be in Christ Jesus, who makes us complete. Because if you feel like, if you're this person, you feel like, okay, gifts and material things complete you, you will always feel, at some point, you feel incomplete at some point. There will be this vacuum. You always want more. Why is that? I see some ladies, they are just sleeping around, sleeping with different guys. There's always something else they just keep craving after. They say they are looking for love. They're looking for love. You meet, you date guy A. Guy A is not just giving you the love you want. You are dating guy B. You're not dating guy C. You're not dating all of them together. It's because you're looking for something that these men cannot provide. If you've not found it in Christ Jesus, let me tell you the truth. You can't find it anywhere else. Amen. You cannot find it anywhere else. So rather than, you know, going about looking for who's going to be my vow this week, who's going to be my vow, who's going to give me vow gifts, have you asked yourself, how is my walk with Christ? Am I really rooted in Him? Or am I just floating in Christ Jesus? Am I even around Him at all? If you're not born again, that's the question for you. Are you in Christ? If you're going about looking for a Valentine, rather than looking for who's going to be your vow, why not look for Christ? Thank God, it's not like He's lost. His scripture says in Revelation that He stands at the door of your heart and He's knocking. Whosoever opens their heart, the door will come to fellowship with you, will come and have a nice time with you, will come into your life. Okay, Christ wants to be intimate with you. He wants to have a close relationship, a close union with you. Not the type of relationship that this guy is going to come and give you, bamboozle you with one very expensive gift, and then the guy just wants to lapse, just wants to, you know, get intimate with you and have sex with you. That's not the kind of relationship Christ wants with us. Christ wants a relationship with us that's going to better us, a relationship that's going to make us, you know, when people look at us, they are seeing God's glory, a relationship that's going to transform our lives, a relationship that's going to put us on the pedestal, the same place where God is. Amen. God wants to make you His child. If you're not born again, alright, this is your moment. Just say, Jesus, I want you in my heart. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Okay? I call you my Lord and Savior. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. It's not so difficult. It's just a thing of, okay, God, I want you. And once you make that decision that you want God in your heart, you want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, it comes into your heart. Amen. And once you've made that decision, you have a responsibility to go and walk in Him, to be rooted and built up in Him. Once you do this, no matter the gift anybody gives you, it makes no difference. You are happy. There's no gift, you are happy. When there's gift, bless God. Because those things, they don't matter to you. Amen. One of the reasons why girls, they go about, you know, doing all sort of immoral things, sleeping around and all of that, is because they feel incomplete without human hair, without the latest dress. They feel incomplete. See, guys, those things don't complete you. Alright, the Bible says in 1 John 3, it says that our manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called His very own children, His very own sons, His very own daughters. Alright, God loves you and you are special to God. You don't need human hair, the latest brand hair to feel special. You don't need any of those things. Alright, all you need is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Let me read the TLB version, verse 10. It says that, so you have everything when you have Christ and you are filled with God through your union with Christ. You have everything when you have Christ. You know, when I realized this, it changed my life totally. I stopped looking for value and worth from guys there and there. I just found my place in Christ Jesus, and that it completes me, and that was it. And when he brought a guy, you know, who loves the Lord, he just compliments me. The moment he's not around, I don't feel like I've lost the part of my life. Okay, I don't like songs that says you without you I can't sleep, I can't, those things are not, it's without God I cannot do nothing. The Bible says in John 15 verse 5, it says without Christ we can do nothing. Not without somebody, not without a man. Alright, you don't need a man to complete you. You don't need a man, you don't need a Valentine gift to make you feel special. You are special to God. He loves you. He came down to give His life for you. John 3:16, we all know it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Maybe we should personalize it. Maybe you need to personalize that scripture. Things, for God so loved the world. Yeah, oh, the world. For God so loved you that He came down, He gave His only begotten Son. In the book of 1 John 4, it says that, yeah, this is how we perceive the love of God, that He gave His life. He gave His life for us. Amen. So that we will have life. Because without Christ, you're not living at all. Alright, without Him, you don't have a life. But when you have Him, you have a life. And that is the life we should focus on. Bless God for this week of everybody finding love here and there. But you should sit down with the number one love of your life, which is Jesus Christ. If you've not been fellowshipping with Him, if you're walk with Him as a bit of K-leg, this is the month to take out time and do a recess and say, God, I need to deepen my work with You. I need to go deep into You. I need to take roots in You. Alright, and how do you do this? Find time, study the Word of God, read the Word of God, just schedule some time out during the day, early in the morning, late at night, when you wake up, just say, open your Bible and say, Father, I have come. I want to know You. I want to deepen my work with You. Alright, some people do midnight calls with some guy who don't even care about them. Alright, and then the guy just wants is the day, the opportunity, he's just going to sleep with you. But have you ever thought about having a night time out with Jesus? Just opening your Bible and just saying, Jesus, I want to talk to You. I want to hear You speak to me. Alright, some people say, how will I hear God speak to you? The Word of God, the Bible. Okay, the scriptures were given to us for correction, inspiration, and doctrine. Alright, so God's Word is in the Bible. When you want to hear God speak to you, open the Bible and start to fellowship with Him through His Word. Jesus is the Word of God. Alright, John 14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. In the beginning was the Word. Sorry, John 1:14 rather. The Word is Jesus Christ. And John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So if you're looking for, you know, God, get into the Word of God. Get a Bible reading plan. Start reading God's Word. Okay, get into praying. Communicate. Prayer, people think prayer is just simply communicating with God. Just communicating with your Father. Alright, just praying and connecting with Him. He's your source. He's your lover. And He loves you. He wants to spend time with you. You're giving your time out to some guy who doesn't care about you. Alright, please give your time to God, who cares about you. And stop looking for love everywhere. Alright, look for God. Okay, He's not missing. But seek after Him. Let your heart pant after Him. Chase after God. Alright, He's running after you. He has been running after you, you know, ever since, okay, even before you were born. He's been longing to have a deep walk with you. Okay, so please, I want you to take out this month. I know it's a love month. Everybody just looking for love affair, love affair. Take out this month to spend time with Jesus, the number one lover of your life, and know that you are complete in Him. Okay, some other translation says, the good news says, you have been given full life in union with Him. Alright, another translation says, in him you have been made complete. No gift completes you. No guy completes you. Your completeness is in Christ Jesus. And that's who you should focus on. And as you focus on him, he's going to give you so much more. An amazing guy. And many amazing things God is going to give to you. Alright, see you next time. And I have a special surprise, okay, on my next podcast. Okay, bye-bye.